Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results again here are good over the Chicago Cubs. The ownership over Chicago continues. It's nice to beat on your little brother once in a while. It really is. You let him in. You know, it's like playing basketball, shooting hoops in the driveway with your little brother. And you let him score a little bit, but at the end of the day, you take care of business. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. We are live here from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. 8-5, the final. Brewers take game one of this three-game set, and now we get a magic number drop. Drop to 4 to win the division. Drop to 3 to clinch a playoff spot. And it's coming soon to American Family Field. A nice big celebration. And could it be Sunday? I guess it's possible, depending on what happens. But looking more and more like the celebration is going to occur coming up on this upcoming series against the St. Louis Cardinals. So hang in there for that. So you might want to get some tickets. Oh, Christian Yelich did buy you some tickets. Thank you very much, Christian Yelich. 10,000 seats purchased for that series. And, you know, that could be the celebration. Is it Monday? Is it Monday during the Green Bay Packers-Detroit Lions Monday night football game? That really could happen. Really? Looking like that, if I were to make a prediction, I think it would be on Tuesday. So that's what I'm shooting for, is a Tuesday celebration at American Family Field. Brewers get the victory 8-5, their 90th win on the campaign, 90-57, and just 15 games remain here in the 2021 championship season. And it's like I said, it's like beating your little brother in a game of horse or something, or in a one-on-one in the driveway, shooting hoops. That's what this has turned out to be. Brewers have beaten the Cubs this year 14 of the 17 head-to-heads. I mean, you can't do much better than that against any opponent. And who was worried when it was 4-0 that the Brewers were going to lose three straight, two of the losses to Willie Peralta and Zach Davies? That did cross my mind a little bit. But again, it was early. The Cubs did spit up another 7-0 lead yesterday. Of course, they did that back in late June here against the Brewers, but they were up 4-0 in this one, and the offense just kind of did their thing. A lot of soft contact for the Chicago Cubs against Adrian Hauser. And that did give the Cubs a little bit of lead. It was a really sloppy fourth inning for the Brewers. And again, I've talked about this the last week or two, is those are the types of things you got to clean up a little bit. heading into the postseason. So you've got a little cruise control situation here where, you know, you can work on these things, you can clean up these things, you can get the offense right, because, you know, there was a stretch there of the two games in Detroit and then this game early on through the first three innings. There was, 23 innings with just one run scored. It'd be one run. They got shut out on Tuesday, one zip in 11. So it was, you know, the innings were starting to stack up for this offense against some inferior competition. But they ended up getting it done tonight. 8-5 the final. Josh Hader, save number 32, one of, if not the best closer in the game. Adrian Hauser, a real clunker tonight, but a collective offensive effort here. And, you know, drawing walks is has been something that the Brewers have done a pretty good job of this year. So we'll take that. But, you know, mid to late game, that's the best thing that happened in this game. Again, we're seeing that trend here in the second half of this season, and that is putting runs together, putting up crooked numbers, mid to late in games. And that is just such a good thing to have here. You know, you might want to tap into the bullpen in a postseason against whether it be Atlanta or whoever is going to come out of the East. But they get it done tonight, 8-5 the final. And Colton Wong, three hits. Is he the Brewers' MVP? I mean, we really need to probably throw that out there. He just might be. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb. My name is Tim Allen. Is it him or Willy Adames? Because those are the two I would think would be the front runners for MVP of the team. Offensively, that is, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no way that you can really argue with it. The only other person you might be able to slide in there would be Omar Narvaez, but he doesn't play enough. Craig keeps sitting him. And so... it's got to be – my vote would go to Willy Adames, but Colton Wong, you know, he's been special. And what a difference he has brought to this team.
Yeah, it just you're finally getting a guy in the leadoff spot that you can just leave there. And just lefty-righty, it didn't matter. He gets on base, comes up clutch. It's multiple hit games after multiple hit games. As big of an impact as Willy Adames' acquisition was back in May, and we didn't really understand the impact of Willy Adames for, you know, maybe a good month, a few weeks into his Brewers tenure here. But the more you think about what Colton Wong has done, I think it does lend itself to a pretty decent argument. All right, and is there another team that you take more pleasure beating than the Chicago Cubs? Or is it just anybody, that you're playing that night? Because, I mean, the crowd was rather spirited for 28,000. Is that enough on a Friday night in the middle of a special season, well, toward the end of a special regular season? I think it's a tick low, Jeff. Honestly, I really do. I think it's... Now, again, COVID has a little something to do with this. I understand that. But is 28,000 sort of something to be impressed with? I don't think so. I'm not disappointed in 28,000, certainly. But just I thought the number would be a little bit bigger than that. 414-799-1250. And, you know, that debate between the position player group and who has been most valuable for this team this year? I think it does come down to Willy Adames. I think it does come down to Colton Wong. These two guys. And after a night like tonight, maybe it's a little jaded argument. Willy Adames, news prior to the game, Craig Counsell announced that probably on Monday, but certainly during the Cardinals series, Willy will be back on the field and activated, doing some running drills, and he should be about ready to go. They're going to hold off on him the rest of this series, it appears. But again, it's maybe a little bit skewed in one direction toward Colton Wong because he's active and doing some damage here. But I don't know. The Willy Adames thing did turn the tide. It's been a special acquisition by David Stearns in that front office. But it's tough to argue with what I don't know. You know, the more you think about that, is it Wong or Adamas? I'm not sure. I don't think it's a slam dunk either way. How about that?
Yeah, you know, you can't. It's hard to choose between those two. And, you know, Colton Wong, he missed a lot of time. And so, you know, I don't know how much that factors in, but Willie's missed some time too.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really neck and neck on those guys. But as far as a team that you take the most joy in beating, for me, it's always going to be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, and I think that would be maybe a slight majority. For me, I take the most pleasure out of beating the Chicago Cubs. That that's the one team for me. And maybe it's just because I have something against the Cubs. Maybe it's just –
You
it's just
think?
So, I know that. And it's just so much against the Cubs that I can't think straight. I can't think objectively on this. And I know the history of what the St. Louis Cardinals have done to the Brewers, resulting in a World Series loss, resulting in an NLCS loss, resulting in some big late season losses to the St. Louis Cardinals that may have impacted, you know, maybe another playoff appearance. But it still, to me, is the most pleasure is derived from beating Chicago. It just I can't get through that. So I want to comment on the game itself tonight. 8-5, the final. Brewers had a really ugly inning defensively and on the mound, and it was an error, and there were walks, and it was just a really ugly inning. But then again, you sit back and you say, well, this team is a high-quality team. It's only the fourth inning. Let's just hold off here and see what happens. The Cubs have been known this year, especially the Cubs, to spit up a lot of runs.
Yeah.
And spit up big leads. 2-7-0 leads this year. I mean, that's almost unheard of. I mean, yeah. The Cubs have 20 losses when scoring five or more runs. That's a big number when your offense puts up five. But so I sat back and I went, okay, let's hold off on this a little bit. Then the Brewers made it interesting at 4-3. And then, you know, Schwindel, your boy there in Chicago, he hits a solo shot when Adrian Hauser needed a shutdown inning. Brewers get back in it at 4-3. That goes to 5-3, and then it just sits there, and it sits there, and well, then there's too many outs left with this type of offense. There's just too many outs left on the board here. And that pitching for Chicago, it just was going to allow opportunities, and the Brewers just couldn't come up with a big hit for a good chunk of this game. I mean, they had tons of traffic on the base paths. All right, 414-799-1250. So three things. You can comment on a very, very pleasurable victory over the Chicago Cubs. You can comment on who is the Brewers' MVP this year. Is it Adamas or is it Wong? Because I'm not sure that there's anybody else in the running.
Yeah, well, with the way that Lorenzo Cain is swinging the stick, you know, it would have to be one hell of a final 2 weeks here. But you know, he might be able to squeeze in with the power and just the numbers that he's putting up, the clutch hits. But, yeah, you know, Wong and Adamas are head and shoulders above everybody.
Yeah, if you had a little bit of a MVP vote for this baseball team, would it be Wong or Adamas? Because, again, I'm cutting it down to two. Actually, there's more than three topics, if you will. So you got the game. You've got the MVP. You've got the attendance. Is
weak.
That a little low? Yeah, is that a little low? 28,000 on a Friday night against Chicago?
On a beautiful night, absolutely perfect weather. Yeah, very weak.
And the fourth one would be who do you take more pleasure out of beating? Is it St. Louis? Is it Chicago? I mean, or is it just anyone they're playing that day? Are you such the Brewer fan that it's just, it doesn't matter. Whoever they're playing tonight, that's the one you take the most pleasure out of beating. I could see that too. That would be Craig Counsell's answer. Who do you take more pleasure out of? Well, he'll probably tell his kids.
Well, yeah, but, he called his pitchers out-getters for a full year. So,
exactly.
You know, he doesn't care who it is as long as it's a tally in the W column.
Get to Craig Counsell a little bit later on. We will also check out the numbers on Adames and Wong, too, to make things, give you all the information there. And let's get to Matt to start things out tonight. Matt, you're on the Fan at 799-1250.
Hey, Tim. I'm hoping your producer comes through here.
No.
No?
I tried to find the music. He wanted some tunes, Timmy, and
I wanted some Let's Go, Tim. Let's get hype. I'm early celebration. Tim, seriously, we're in the playoffs, so let's go. Let's get hype. And I was hoping the producer came through with some Let's Go music. Hey, we're in the playoffs, Tim.
Oh, they're making
it. We made it.
Without a doubt.
I used to call in, and I used to say, bring up this minor leaguer, bring up that minor leaguer, but let's go. We're in the playoffs. We're going to make it.
Do you want to put another word in between let's and go?
What's that?
Did you want to put another word in between the words let's and go?
No, I wanted the music in the background. Let's go, Tim.
Feeble attempt at a joke.
We made the playoffs. We are going there. We're going to the World Series.
I hope you're right.
I guarantee it. We made the playoffs.
Right, thanks for the call. There. All right, 414-799-1250. Yeah, he didn't get the joke.
Yeah, I tried to find the music. There were too many F-bombs in the first 12 seconds. I gave up.
Okay. 799-1250 to Racine. Tim, you're on the Fan. Which topic did you want to select today?
Hey, can I get on that thing you just had with the let's go in between that go thing?
No, I know you're going to get that joke. Yes.
Because I'm telling you what, I'd be cut off pretty quick. I'd be cut off pretty quick. But yeah. No, I wouldn't do that on the air.
No,
I
you better not. Like, you're on a three good call streak. Don't screw it up.
Okay, well, let's make it four in a row then. Isn't it funny how baseball can – you think you're the cause of the loss, but actually you might be the cause of the win at the same time.
Meaning, the players?
The third – yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Baseball is funky that way, man. It's just you don't know.
And it just makes me wonder how these people cope or how professional sports people deal with that. Because to me, that might put me in the early one,
You. I'd be way too emotional. I've said it a million times, Tim. You're right on the money. We don't know. We can't put that aside. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Timmy. Yeah, you did a good job. I admire that most out of these ball players, especially baseball, that they can – well, they're afforded the luxury of so many games. I mean, they are afforded that, where you don't have to sit – like in football, you got to sit and wait a week. And you got to, just sit and stew on a bad game or a tough fumble or whatever it might be. Baseball, it does give you the opportunity less than 24 hours later to make good. So I guess your memory has to be pretty short, but I still couldn't do it. If I had an error in the third, I'm done. I had a horrible game. If I went 0-for-2, speaking of which, JBJ did that in one inning. Just saying.
Both strikeouts.
Yeah, I have to point that out. But I'd just sit there and it'd be over. But I've talked to players about this, and it's something that does get better as you get a little bit older and a little bit more mature within the game. You know, a lot of young players will get on a bad roll and they just don't know how to get out of it. Keston Hira's going through it right now, guys. But this team, this never-say-die attitude, that game they won in late June when they were down 7-0, the stories came out weeks and now months after that. They said in that dugout that game, we're going to win this game. That's the attitude you have to have, but they were right. You're going to win that game. It's too early. It was 7-0 after one inning. You've got 9 innings. You've got 27 outs to work with. Hey, and anything goes. So this was a weird game in that regard. What did cross my mind was the two losses in Detroit. And now it snowballs into game one of a Cubs series. Nothing more the Cubs would like to do than to spoil a celebration at American Family Field. Now, with the magic number at 4 to win the division, it potentially could happen on Sunday. It's 3 to make the playoffs. That could very well happen on Sunday. And I just wonder what sort of celebration it will be to clinch, quote, the playoff spot, as opposed to winning the division. See, I do think it goes down on Tuesday. This whole Monday thing, it scares me, Jeff, because the stars are probably lining up that it's a big Brewers celebration on a Monday night Packer game.
Yeah, and it would seem that that would kind of be the way that this season has gone. You get the combined no-hitter. Half the people didn't start watching it till late because they were watching the Badger game. Yep. It was on the road. Even though the Badgers were up by, 100, they didn't tune into the crew until late. So, it seems fitting that it would happen on Monday night. This team has set so many benchmarks, so many franchise records. They're playing so well right now, and it just seems like it's going under the radar. And I'm not talking national media. I'm talking local media. They're not getting the pub that they should here in town.
Well, they are with us, and
yes,
you can
sir.
Count on us. We are going to give it as much shout as we can give it because it deserves it. The organization deserves it, and it will be a deep run, it appears. They're one of the best teams in all of baseball, and they've got a shot. They do have a shot to win the World Series, guys. I hope you're spreading the word on that. Your neighbors, you talk about, my neighbor Jeff, who's been alluded to a lot on this show over the years. Neighbor Jeff, he's a decent barometer of things. They're going to tank. This is what he said like a month and a half or two. They're going to go in the tank. You just mark it down, Tim. You mark it down. You make sure neighbor Jeff gets all the credit when they go into the tank.
I don't know how you haven't slashed his tires yet.
I know that. Well, I let my dogs poop on his yard.
There you go.
That'll get him. John in Glendale, you're next on the Fan. Hey,
John. Johnny hung up five seconds before.
Just missed you. All right, just the timing is good then. We're going to have to take a break. John, I want to thank you also for that birthday present because they are going to clinch prior to Friday night. They're going to clinch, and it's going to be a big celebration. And Uecker gets to be there, too. I mean, that's pretty important to me. Uecker was jazzed up tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard a bunch of Uecker tonight, but, man, was he jacked up tonight. That was cool to hear. It really was. All right, 799-1250, a bunch of things on the table for you guys tonight. Was attendance a little bit low in your mind? And to piggyback on that, as Pipe Bomb just said, are the Brewers not getting their pub even here locally? Also, Adamas or Wong, who's the MVP? You can talk about the game as well, but we'll take that. And who do you take more pleasure or most pleasure out of beating? For me, it's a slam dunk. The Cubs and you Cub fans that are, headed down 94, past Highway 20, 11, EKR, Highway 50, down over the state line there. Don't let the toll booth hit you in the tailgate. Thanks for the cash on your way back to Chicago. 799-1250. Brewers win game one of the 3-game set, 8-5 final. You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
Today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on The Fan. call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Brewers beat the Cubs. I love saying, you guys know that. I love saying that each and every year. 8-5, the final magic number, just falling. Every win is going to go down a little bit. And we also can kind of project. I mean, it could happen. The celebration could happen on Sunday. It could happen on Monday. Packers. So a bunch of things on the table here after this 8-5 victory. The attendance, the game itself, who's the MVP of this team. Wow, there's just – and who do you take more pleasure in beating? So, I mean, to me, it's hands down the Chicago Cubs, but I understand the St. Louis Cardinals argument as well. 799-1250, let's go to Brett. Brett, you're next on The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Tim. You know, I called in. I really want to talk about the attendance, but since you just brought it up, I couldn't agree with Python more. You know, I'm not going to stomp my feet over the national media because we're Milwaukee. It's always been like that. It's always going to be like that. But as far as local media, and I know I'm going to lead you somewhere where you probably don't want to go, but it starts with this station. You know, the Brewers throw their first no-hitter in 34 years. They kick Cleveland's tail all weekend, and you can't hear a single Brewers talk until Tuesday morning because they had to talk about the Packers, and the Packers didn't even play. I mean, they didn't even show up. Rodgers thought he was still hosting Jeopardy. So, you know, it starts with 1250. I'm hoping here these last couple weeks that this station picks up their Brewers coverage because you do a heck of a job, but I'm guessing you're not going to be on the air Monday night, and that's a travesty. I hope that you and one of your former coworkers did a Facebook Live a few years ago, and you want to know what? If the Brewers clinch Monday night, you need to be on the air somewhere drinking some beers and talking with Brewer fans.
I wish I could, man. I do. I wish I could. A lot of things. I think you've heard me make this comment here the last few months or so. Sometimes business gets in the way, and it's not my decision. And it doesn't mean I agree with it. Trust me. I'm with you. I don't do the other shows. That's up to those guys. They program themselves. So, I mean, I would suggest that you contact those shows. They'd love to hear from you. And if you want to hear some more Brewers conversation on the Wendy's Big Show or Bart's Morning Show or Rami in the afternoon, just let them know. They're pretty accommodating.
100%. And as far as the attendance goes, you know, I went back and forth with Bart on this a few years ago because Bart, he kind of got on Brewers fans in a September race. I don't know if it was 2018 or 2019 with fans not showing up. And Brewer fans are awesome, and I take it to heart when people come at them. And, you know, we're always in the top 10, 15, and I think we're around 9 or 10 this year. But to have 28,000 fans on a Friday night with 15 games to go, whether you're playing the Cubs or the Pirates, I mean, this team's got a chance at 100 wins. So, and I get that there's some political things going on, and I'm not going to go into that tonight. But, you know, I hope Brewer fans show up. And starting next Saturday with a ceremony for Euchre, and then I called in the other night. You know my thoughts on Ryan Braun. Starting Saturday, we better have sellouts those two games and obviously the playoffs. I hope fans start coming out to the stadium.
Yeah, all right, Brett. All good stuff and all valid. And you know, some of it's a little on the heavy duty side. You know, maybe at some point I'll bare my soul and you'll get a lot of information out of me on some platform somewhere. Trust me, you're going to want to hear it.
Well, I think Brett is right. And, you know, no show has been more complimentary towards Brewer fans than this one here. You praise them all the time. I'll praise them all the time. You know, they just go through that turnstile like crazy year after year after year after year. And here they are having this much success, sending all these franchise records in the process, and it's a perfect, gorgeous Friday night. See, I always got mad that the whole school night thing was a consistent excuse when school got back in session. Well, it ain't a school night. It's Friday. Everybody's, you know, hammered and partying. You don't have to get up early tomorrow. 28,000 on a perfect Friday night? No.
And I need to practice what I preach. So you guys know this, that I had been mentioning a month ago. Guys, start eyeballing the schedule. Start eyeballing the schedule and know that you can go and check out. Even if it's one game, you can say, just in case, this team wins the World Series, and we all hope they do. But if they did, you can say, yeah, you know what? I went to see that game in September that year. I saw these guys. I was there the year they won the World Series. So I have to practice what I preach. So I eyeballed, as you guys know on listening to this show, I eyeballed my girlfriend and I share the same birthday.
That's so cute.
I know. That isn't that lovely?
Cute.
It's adorable. And so I decided, let's go to the ball game so I can see these guys too. So I can, say that I was there and I've got the ticket stub or whatever. I can, head into the fan shop. I haven't been there in a long time. I'm doing that. And I host this show. I cover these guys for a living. I want to be a part of that. So speaking of which, John has been gracious enough to let me sit in his digs on Friday night. John, I appreciate him. It looks like they're going to clinch before that, though, John, doesn't it?
Yes, I think so. And I wanted to tell you, hey, Tim, got great energy tonight. You and Jeff, just amazing. Seriously, I can't thank you enough. I like these late game post-game call-ins. I like the late games. It's really a fun thing. I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, Colton Wong, we've talked about this many times, many fans, the Cardinal way. Just watching him in the leadoff spot, like you said, he's just got that Cardinal way in him, and now you're seeing it with the Brewers. We finally have a leadoff hitter. He does all the little things. He controls the strike zone. He can hit with two strikes. So it's really beautiful to see.
It really is, and Zach Davies was dealing early, second time through. What does Colton Wong do? Goes the other way. Goes, you want to play a shift on me, man? I'll hit a ball 7 inches outside the strike zone, but I know I'm looking for it out there, and even if it is off the plate a little bit, I'm going to ram it the other way, and he did that for a double.
I love when he goes the other way. That's just amazing. You can just see it if it's a slider to the outside or that. Hey, the other thing, Tim, that really got me to call in was, God, your disdain for the Cubs. You really got me going tonight. I'm like, I'm calling in right now. Because the thing about it is, if I can say this, our sister station to the south, Les Kroski, in 2018 for that game 163 for the playoff game, the season ticket holders for the Chicago Cubs didn't get first dibs. They went on sale to the public. So Les Kroski, I like to check in to see if the Cubs fans are saying, so Les Grofstein actually stood up for the Brewers after that game, and he said, you know what? He goes, now the Cubs fans have a little taste for what the Brewers have to go through every time, calling us Wrigley North, and the people come up here, they don't know how to sit down, block your view. And the other thing I wanted to just tell you quick is that during that post game, Baez, he didn't have the respect to hold his head up, look at the media field, look at the reporters and just say, you know what? We came out on the short end today and we weren't the better team. He held his head down and he just said, well, the better team didn't win today. And then he wonders why the Brewer fans have such disdain for him. I can't stand that guy. He's got such a nasty attitude. And so back to your point, I know I'm running on, but when you say you have disdain for the Cubs, even though they're not good right now, I still want to beat them because I just can't stand them.
John, great, great stuff. Hey, man, thanks again. We'll talk again, but looking forward to Friday.
Thank you much, you guys.
Hey, and you got it. John is 100% right with the whole thing with Grobber and the Cubs season ticket holders not getting first crack at 163. I thought it was small time when the Brewers did it, but you remember, for the last few years where Wisconsin residents got first crack at AmFam Field for tickets for Cubs Brewers series. And I think it's small time because you should just open it up and you should know that your fans are going to fill it a lot more than the visiting fans, but it's a great point, and it's another example of the Brewers going out of their way to hook up their diehard, their faithful over that team from the South.
Yeah, and the reason I used the little brother slogan at the opening of the show here is because I had one of our guys on from the Score down there some years ago, and he had expressed to me on the air that, you know, Milwaukee is looked at like little brother to the Cubs, like the little brother, the lovable little brother to the North. Okay, the little brothers to the South.
Little brother's kicking the older brother's ass right now.
That's
10
true.
In a row. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Little brother ate his Wheaties.
14 of 17 head-to-heads go the Brewers' way here. 799-1250. Scott, you are next here on The Fan. What's going on, Scott?
Well, first off, let's do this.
Pop the top.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. All right. And I'm going to make this quick. So what were the four questions that you had? And I'll answer them really quick.
You can comment on the game?
Oh, absolutely. Just give me the four questions that you started.
Okay. You've got the game, the attendance, MVP of the offensive side of things for the Brewers, and then who do you take most pleasure out of beating? What team?
Well, the game was awesome, obviously. The attendance, let's just call it, well, Summerfest is going on, and who always comes up for Summerfest? Chicago people.
Okay, yeah, so, that's probably so, took a little bite out of it, yeah.
Probably took a little bite, you know, Chicago and Milwaukee people. MVP, I'm going with Colton Wong, just because we have not had a leadoff hitter like him. I mean, what, 3 years ago, Kane was that guy,
mm-hmm.
but he kept getting hurt. You know, or something was always going on with him.
But let me ask you this. I'll let you finish. Is it Wong? Yep. Is your vote Wong because it's sort of, you know, today you're thinking in the moment here? Willie's on the IL. We got to remember what Willie did and turn this whole thing around, or at least that was the catalyst or the start of it.
Yeah, but Colton's been, like, solid all year long, and Willie added to the clubhouse for sure. And then what was the fourth one?
And then who do you take most pleasure out of beating? What team?
Well, I still got to go with St. Louis right now. Well,
that's okay.
Because they've just had our number at the right time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm a little worried that we still have 7 games against them, right?
That's right.
We got
yep.
4 here, 4 down there. So that's always my worry. They just seem to have our number. So.
And they're playing well right now. They really are.
They are. Yeah. And I talked to you, last time I talked to you was about 2 weeks ago, and I said, hey, at least St. Louis is the Cubs' problem now. But now, you know what? It kind of flipped.
Well, you know, again, they're a little on the hungry side, that's for sure. All right, who was this? Scott. Scott, sorry about that. Scott, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. I really do. And I look forward to talking to you guys the rest of the way and into the postseason. But, you know, St. Louis, they might be the hungrier team, but by far the Brewers are the better baseball team top to bottom. By far. Nobody is going to debate that. 9 times out of 10, that comes to fruition in a 7-game stretch.
Yeah, you can't debate that.
Right. I mean, the Brewers are going to win, no matter how hungry St. Louis is, the Brewers are going to win some of those games. They're not going to get swept. This team is just not going to go on this extended. We talked about this all season long with this type of pitching. They're not going to have an extended losing streak more than 4 or 5 sort of area. This is not happening. I mean, and that's the thing. Pitching, they're going to dial things in here really soon. We're getting at that point. There's 15 games left. Let's get this thing wrapped up a little bit. Let's see a celebration, and that's going to happen within days to clinch the division. The seeding is pretty well set. San Francisco is starting to run away a little bit with that, with that best record in the NL, and that's going to be tough to beat. All of that being said, Now it's going to be, we thought it was cruise control before, or it is now. Wait until the clinch happens, then they start lining things up.
Yeah, well, San Francisco took full advantage of their little bye, 3-day, 4-day bye series with the Cubs that the Brewers are going to enjoy right now. And yes, today's game, you know, they had to come from behind and battle back. And, you know, they showed some late inning onions in winning this game. But I don't foresee the next couple days being as tough of a game for the Crew to score a W.
Yeah, and you know, again, I just want to get this done, as does everybody, just because I want to see then the effort of health, and that's always going to be there throughout the season, is just, you know, maintaining the health part of it. You know, the Avi Garcia, a little bit of a sore back. Maybe we'll see him. Jeff, you and I talked about it a week ago. Just IL him. Just IL him and be done with it.
Yep.
So the pitching part of it is really the key here. If by chance San Francisco goes on a little bit of a losing streak, the Brewers need to be prepared for that in terms of continuing to go with your guns. Go with the muscle that got you here, because there's a chance of that. I don't think a good chance. If it does happen, okay, let's assume that that doesn't happen. Once they clinch the division, then the real key is two factors. One is line up the pitching the way you want it. And that includes the bullpen. In that final week against St. Louis, there might be another team or two in that wild card race that isn't really happy with the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm not saying the Brewers are going to just go out there and try to lose. I'm not saying that. But you want a fresh bullpen. You're going to face St. Louis and the Dodgers on the road in that final week. The key there at that point is to line up your starters and to make sure your bullpen is fresh, because that bullpen is going to be working a lot in the postseason. They will be. It's going to be interesting after that. But right now, still a little bit of a road to hoe here, and that is clinching. And that magic number fell again tonight, and we'll take that. 799-1250. You want to squeeze in one more, and then I know we're late for a break here, but
yeah, let's head out to Iron River and say hi to Mr. Bill.
What's up,
hey,
Bill?
Hey guys, I'm sitting here smoking my pipe, regular tobacco, and I got a glass of brandy on the rocks here. And
there you go.
You're living a good life up there, Bill.
Yes, you are.
You betcha, especially with the Brewers where they're at. And I like the fact that they're beating the Cubs, but what I really like about this situation is they are probably going to clinch the division against the Cards, who I can't stand.
So that's the one you take most pleasure out of, beating the St. Louis
absolutely.
Cardinals.
Absolutely, and all the better that we may clinch the division against them. Send them into that visitor locker room with their heads down. That's what I want to see.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. Bill, quick question. What kind of pipe tobacco you smoke?
It's I've got different brands here. And I really don't know what this one is, come to think of it. I had it in a jar, and I don't remember what the label was.
All right. My dad always smoked a pipe. It was Captain Black Vanilla.
Right. You know, and I've been looking for that ever since that last conversation, and I have not been able to find it anywhere. So I don't know what's going on, but the regular Captain Black just doesn't seem to be available.
Pipe talk with Pipe Bomb.
Hey, you know.
There you go. See?
I miss
that's
that smell.
Means, doesn't it?
Anytime I smell pipe tobacco, man, just makes me think of my old man.
There you go. Have a good one.
All right. See you, Bill.
You too.
799-1250. Okay, we're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up. We'll get you a couple of highlights, too. You got to play some highlights in an 8-5 victory over the Chicago Cubs. There's Jeff Orlowski. Everyone calls him the Polish Pipe Bomb. My name is Tim. Nice to meet you. 15 games left in the 2021 championship season, and we've got you covered here. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm.
Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Yeah, the celebration is coming soon here for the 2021 championship season as they're closing in on clinching the division here. And it, there's some games in front of that first game against St. Louis on Monday. But it really appears that, you know, the natural progression may lead us to a Monday night Packer-Detroit Lions game. And we've got you covered there talking Packers football after the game. And it may be a big celebration at American Family Field.
Yeah.
Puts in for a good thought, doesn't it, Pipe Bomb?
No, it doesn't, because I want to be here with you celebrating when they clinch.
Yeah, me too. But I do like what Scott did. He called earlier today and cracked one open to start the phone call.
Yeah, like Beer Cow Kenny always does.
Yeah, Kenny's tradition started, a few years ago. He started that thing. So I may end up doing that myself at some point here.
The night is young, Timmy. The night is young.
No, see, these games, I don't know how they're so long. I really don't. I'm amazed at the pace of play here. I'll take it. Because I just love the game and love this team. But I will say that, normally the regimen for me would be to wind down by reading. I read books, you know. And I pulled out If These Walls Could Talk. It's Bill Schroeder's book that he put out some years ago.
Okay.
I'm reading that one. I mean, I've got two or three going at the same time all the time. Like you, Jeff. I know we're both big book readers. But
yep.
I mean, that's one of them. I've got the Stephen King. There's a Four Past Midnight book. It's got like, I don't know, four novellas in it, which is always kind of just a good escape. But, you know, you find yourself wanting more Brewers baseball to consume in a season like this.
Yeah.
I know I do. That's for me. I want to just check out MLB Network. I want to see what ESPN is saying about the Brewers. I'm scrolling the internet looking every day just checking out the highlight packages that are put out on various different platforms. I really dig it all. And I'm not alone here. You get a special season going on like this. I mean, I kept... Just for posterity's sake, I kept the final rally with the win over the Cardinals, the Vogel blast, the Vogel slam. I kept that just wide open on my phone so I could go back and see how that thing played out. I mean, maybe one of these days, instead of the recap of that particular night's game, we'll go back and recap that ninth inning to enjoy some of the moments here this year because, man, there's only 15 games left. And there's only 9 regular season home dates left. See, I would get your tickets.
That makes me so sad. Every time you sit there and you're ticking off how many games to go in the season, it's like I want the Brewers to clinch. I'm sitting there every game, you know, edge of the seat, living and dying on every pitch. And then you're like, oh, yeah, only 15 left. It's like, no. It's just going so quick.
It's that empty feeling, yet it's not empty yet even. It's not the off season. You're still almost feeling it. So you try and enjoy every moment, and we appreciate that you know, we can be part of that. As you know, you want the game to live on a little bit. You want to enjoy it a little bit, and then there's another one tomorrow. But as Jeff said, 15 left after tonight's victory. 8-5, they take game one of this 3-game set. They've now... won 10 straight over the Cubs and 14 of 17 matchups over the Chicago Cubs. Craig Counsell has a knack of keeping his players' feet on the ground and staying grounded and trying to win that night's game. He's in a nice situation, guys, to make sure he can evaluate and kind of oversee the health factor of these guys. So I think you might see some changes in terms of usage once they clinch the division. You know, it used to be, as of last year, this year, the new rule, just 28-man roster in September. I think that may have come on a just an interesting year for the Brewers, where they could really use that, the additional roster pieces.
Yeah.
And that way really to manipulate how you want to line things up with your pitching, both, as I said, in the bullpen and the starting rotation, as far as, and as well, I should say, as, you know, guys like Avi Garcia, Willie Adames, make sure Lorenzo Cain gets just the amount of playing time to keep his legs. You want that. You've had Colton Wong with an oblique situation and I think a calf earlier this year. So, I mean, you want to monitor all these things, and you only have 28 players to do that with. So maybe they manipulate a little bit of that, but we're going to find out. He does a good job, and he's got his team with their 90th victory today. With 15 left, can they go 10-5 to get to 100? I think they can. That's another benchmark to shoot for. Well, let's hear from Craig Counsell after the Brewers take game one.
Craig, as probably frustrating as that first half of that game was, with so many hard hit outs by you guys, then a lot of soft hits for them and an error, it must have felt good to just get your bearings and flip the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, the game was flipped by Aaron Ashby, really, about how he and Strickland, about how those guys pitched. Those guys, you know, Strickland came in and kind of shut down an inning. And then Ashby was brilliant again for three innings. So I thought those are the guys that, you know, just did it, put zeros on the board and let us let the offense, you know, just kind of grind through the next four innings. And eventually something good happened.
Craig, you guys have won so many games that way too. You're when you get in a bullpen game, your bullpen usually wins, don't they?
Well, I mean, you know, we got a good bullpen, I think. You know, and obviously Aaron's been an addition to it that's been really meaningful. So they put up zeros, and that's given the offense. They didn't allow the Cubs any tack on runs, and that's keeping us close. And you know, we had, you know, an inning that we've had a bunch this year in the eighth, where we just, you know, there's guys just keep getting on base and we string together a bunch of good at-bats.
Craig, how many times have you seen Lorenzo Cain hit a ball just like that in BP? That's his spot, isn't it?
That's his favorite hit. You know, he's one of the few guys that his favorite hit is dumping a little ball over the second baseman's head. That'll put a smile on his face like no other hit.
Baseball is so weird, Craig. The first two times he smoked the ball.
Yeah.
And he was not smiling then.
No. And that's how it works. But, you know, it's putting the ball in play and then eventually getting rewarded.
Did you think Hauser pitched a little better than maybe the numbers show, Craig? He had some soft contact and an error by Escobar that hurt him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, the there wasn't a lot of crisply hit balls. You know, we didn't play great defense that inning. You know, but I mean, I think, you know, it just at the same time, you know, as much as you can, you got to, you know, like a couple of weak hits, you got to try to keep it in check, you know, and, you know, it was one of those innings where hard to say anything really bad happened. If you made any really bad pitches, you know, the leadoff walk, you know, would be, you know, something maybe he wanted back, but, they did a nice job just kind of putting the ball in a good spot. And the leadoff homer to Schwindel, I thought was, to Schwindel was, you know, that was probably a pitch you'd want back, but it was a lot of soft contact and they ran up his pitch count pretty good.
Craig, just going back to Lowe, I mean, to have a hitter like that with his kind of experience and that skill set in that spot in the lineup, I mean, how valuable is that, you know, at this time of year and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, there's no moment, you know, the bigger the moment, you know, I think the better Lowe is going to be. And that's a trait that he's had, and it's from his experience in lots and lots of big games. So you do, it's, you know, when he spots coming up in those RBI situations, and it's, we've, you know, our lineup, I feel like, is very balanced and even, you know, we're not kind of top heavy. And that's why I think that's given Lorenzo a lot of RBI opportunities down there. And so those guys did a nice job, Weicho did a nice job getting on for him and, gave him that RBI opportunity.
Craig, as great as Wong's been defensively for you, it seems like also when he has a big offensive night, you guys have a big offensive night, he triggers your offense so much, either starting rallies or capping.
Well, the leadoff hitter is, you know, that's kind of the impact of the leadoff hitter. He's going to get probably one more shot than everybody else. He's going to lead your team in at-bats every night. He's going to lead your team in at-bats every night. And, he's got one more opportunity, and that's why it's an important spot. And that's why you want one of your better hitters in that spot. But yeah, I mean, him on base, I think, starts the whole thing. It's, you know, that's a common baseball cliche, but it's so true because he's setting up the rest of your lineup, and he's had more than just a kind of a leadoff hitter's year to me. It's been you're right. It's been impactful, big hits, power. And tonight he just had a great night tonight. So every at bat, just tough at bats all night tonight.
Tonight, what Ashby did tonight is kind of what he's been doing the last few weeks. What's been working for him since he came back here? Why has he been pitching as well as he has? What's been the spark for him?
It's no secret. Aaron's got great stuff. I mean, he's got top line stuff. And so Aaron had one bad outing in the big leagues. He just had a bad outing. He just, like everybody else has had. He just didn't throw strikes. It was his big league debut. There was probably some nerves and things went a little haywire on him, and he put it behind him. And I think we've seen the pitcher that, we think Aaron can be the rest of the time. So he's just being himself. He's not doing anything. He's doing what he's capable of and pounding the strike zone with three plus pitches.
Hey, Craig, a big lead or not in the division, how good did it feel to start this final half, and, you know, with kind of an uplifting win, especially after a couple of quiet days in Detroit?
It was just a good win. We grinded this one out for sure. Those are always satisfying, I think. And when you grind out a win like this and have to, you know, do a lot for nine, and we had to do a lot for nine innings here to get this one done. So satisfying win for sure.
Let's find out the play of the game, brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and smart home technology, simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Long in the center field, a base hit. Reyes will score. Cade will score. Colton Long delivers in the clutch. 7-5 Brewers as Long drives in a pair.
Yeah, there it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin as the Brewers get an 8-5 victory. They put up four runs late in that game tonight, and Colton Wong a big part of that. Three-hit game, and boy, a catalyst. You just heard Craig Counsell talking about that. That's our ABC audio video play of the game in a Brewers 8-5 victory. And time now before the break because, well, we've been running late here. So, Craig, time for Craig's ride home. Home game means he's done with the media. He's done addressing his team, whatever he needs to do to button up, in his words, a satisfying victory. So we talk at Craig Counsell, Craig's ride home to Whitefish Bay. And, Craig, congrats on the victory. And you're closing in on a celebration again. And I just want to just know, at some point, if there's going to be something
maybe a little bit different this year, with expectations being, you know, to win the World Series. And I would also like to just say that if Avi Garcia, you have just enough time right now, maybe to backdate an IL stint for Avi Garcia. If he's not going to play, you just get him fully healthy, not to worry about that back. But that's what I would recommend, making sure that you maintain as much good health as you can. And finally, Craig, on your ride home, I know you've been thinking about this, and I have too. It is about one Jackie Bradley Jr., and I'm really stunned that Jackie Bradley Jr. is having the season he is. It's really surprising to me that that's occurring. I don't know if he's going to make your playoff roster or not. I'm assuming he will, based on his history playing postseason games, and has had some success in doing so. But I want to wish you the best of luck on that decision. There you go, Craig. Enjoy this.
Well, Craig, I'll tell you again, congratulations. Hell of a win tonight. Nice come from behind job. A night where the offense puts up and picks up your starting pitcher, who didn't have his A game today. I am upset. Adrian Houser, he gave up his first hit so early in the game. There wasn't any suspense of, you know, we've had the Brewers start every game 4, 5, 6 innings and no hit baseball.
No hitter watch every night.
Yeah, you know, I flipped this thing on and the no hitter's gone by the second inning. What the hell is going on? But, great game for the offense. Like Tim, Craig, JBJ, I'll say it a little more bluntly than him. There ain't no way in hell he's on the playoff roster.
Okay.
And also, Craig, if you could, you know, bring Mr. Vogelbach a box of chocolates or something, you know, slip him an extra chicken wing or something tomorrow, pregame. You know, Vogelhammer, you look at him and the guy, you know, he's huge. He's built like a brick, you know what house and all that. What an incredible eye at the plate. The big man whose strike zone is about 14 feet long. He got 3 walks tonight.
Yeah.
The patience that he shows and the quality at bats that he shows, absolutely phenomenal. Bring him a little gift. And same thing with Louis Urias. Hell of a night for him as well. So drive safe, Craig. Enjoy your big-ass glass of wine tonight, and go get them again tomorrow.
Yep, and we'll talk at you during Craig's ride home after the game here on this show tomorrow night. Up next, we're going to hear from Colton Wong, Brewers leadoff hitter. Somebody mentioned that he's bringing that Cardinal way to Milwaukee. Well, he's doing a little bit better than that, for what it's worth. He's having a career year. So he didn't do this in St. Louis. He's doing it the Brewers way. We're going to hear from the Brewers second baseman next here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
Brewers get the victory 8-5, game one of this 3-game weekend set against those guys from south of the border. We're going to hear from Colton Wong, a big part of this Brewers victory. Huge hit in that 8th inning to give the Brewers the lead at that time, 7-5. Let's get Chuck in here. He's been on hold. Chuck, you're next on The Fan. What's on your mind, Chuck?
All right, so got my notes here. So in the first half of the game, like, we had so many hard hits. You know, that could have just been a blowout from the beginning.
Yeah.
It just seemed like, you know, at least we're stroking the ball great. And then, you know, you said the game's left. What do we have? Like 15?
15, yes.
You're right. It's just too fast. Like, baseball's a slower game, and you just want it to last forever.
Amen.
I know you're the same way, you know, just old school baseball, listen to the radio, and just...
Man, it's September 17th already. Yeah, I hear you.
So, Chuck, the NFL just add a 17th game to their season.
Yeah.
I vote baseball goes to 200.
Yeah, well, add 16 or 19 more. Yes.
And then the whole JBG thing. I mean, was there somebody else on the bench we could have been put in before him?
Well, you used Reyes, you used Maley. I mean, so Avi's down a little bit, so you weren't going to go there. They're really waiting for Tyrone Taylor here. And again, he's playing at AAA, so it's just a – I would think Tyrone would join the team here probably middle of next week. Get about 15, 20 ABs in.
Probably his replacement. I mean, JBJ is probably a great guy. I mean, everybody probably loves him. He's a great locker room guy.
He better be.
Yeah.
He's a rich guy. I know that.
And then, hold on. Here we go. The 28 players going into the playoffs, I mean, it sucks, but it's even for every team, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yep.
And then you can change after every series?
Yes.
Is that the way it goes?
You can realign your playoff roster, yeah.
Then that's just fine. Would you have pulled Hauser? Would you have not started him that last inning that he, you know, gave up the home run?
Yeah, I think I would have sent him out there. But as soon as the walk happened, I think I was right there. I was like, okay, let him go. See if he's got a shutdown inning in him. I honestly wanted him to finish the fifth just so he could qualify for the win. That's the way I think.
Okay.
So if had the Brewers taken the lead in the – if he finishes the top of the fifth and the Brewers take the lead in the bottom half, he's, you know, obviously eligible for the victory right there. But home
and
run,
Strickland
walk.
Was already warmed up, you know.
Yeah. And how about Ashby? This is the first time we mentioned Aaron Ashby, man.
Yeah, that, I'm glad you brought him up because
that kid's
a
stud.
I didn't have that in my notes. That guy is amazing.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yeah, he's good. Chuck, all right, Chuck, I got to scoot. Got to get to Colton Wong. I appreciate it.
I was going to crack one in front of you, so, you know, it's already cracked.
All right, you
enjoy it.
All right, he cracked one open already. Probably several for a lot on a Friday night.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Uh-uh. Just do it safe, and we're all good. We're all good. All right, Colton Wong, 3-hit game tonight and a big blow in that eighth inning, a 2-run base hit to give the Brewers the lead. Here's the Brewers' second baseman after the victory.
Colton, where for you is the key plate appearance of that rally? It all happened with two outs. Is it the Vogelbach walk? Where for you did that inning turn?
Yeah, I think it was all of those. And, you know, obviously, you know, you can look back at Lokane's hit that brought in Urias, which, you know, anytime you can tie the game right there, it takes, you know, a lot of pressure off of us coming up. You know, you're just trying to put together a good at bat, keep the line moving, and you know, hope that you can work the pitcher out. So, you know, I think that was a pretty big one. And then Luke's, you know, right before me, the 4-pitch walk or whatever it was. I mean, you know, it just kind of set the tone for my at bat. You know, I wasn't going to try and go up there and do too much, even though it looked like it sometimes in those swings. But, you know, I was just trying to really just hone in on that strike zone right down the middle and not get off of that. You know, these guys before me had really good at bats, and I wanted to continue that trend.
Obviously, you're familiar with this with the rivalries in this division. Just how great does it feel to beat the Cubs 10 straight times now?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, obviously, we know what kind of team they have right now. And, you know, it's just a bunch of young guys that are hungry, trying to compete and win spots for next year. You know, so it's always tough games when you're playing these guys. You know, obviously, they feel, you know, the rivalry that's going on, too. So, you know, we know that they're a good team. We know these young guys are out here competing and giving it their all, you know. So we got to make sure we match that effort.
Colton, as uneven as the first half of the game was, how big was it to just flip the game on them? You guys do that so many times on other bullpens this year. You guys have been really good at that. How important was that to do it again?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, you know, if these guys win that game, you know, they're going to be coming back tomorrow, you know, ready to go. You know, obviously they're going to have that confidence. So, you know, it's big for us to get those wins. Obviously, with, you know, us, our magic number being at four, you know, we're just trying to keep our heads down and keep pounding away, you know, trying to get these wins and, you know, any way we can get them at this point. You know, we're just happy that we got this win, and tomorrow's a new day and Sunday will be another one, you know, so we just got to continue to win games and, you know, do what we can.
Colton, you mentioned that number four, you know, there's also two to clinch the postseason now. Is that one even on anybody's mind, or is the division just the goal and that's it?
Yeah, I think the division is the goal. Obviously, you know, clinching the playoffs is something that you shoot for, and you know, that being two games away is huge for us, but, you know, we want to get that Central crown, you know, that NL Central crown is something that we've talked about since spring training. You know, we believed in each other from spring training that we could do it, even though people were counting us out. You know, so this is something that we've been pushing for, and, you know, we've been grinding. So the boys want to win it. You know, we all want to clinch it here at home, and, you know, that's a big thing for us.
Colton, it looks like your former team, the Cardinals, are going to make you guys work for it, aren't they? They're hot now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I learned a lot from that team on how to compete, you know, how to push for the postseason. And, you know, that team's never out. You know, even though we did to them the last time they were here, you know, I always knew that they were going to come back and be just as confident and just as good, you know, if not better, you know. So it's one of those things where, you know, they're going to be a team that's going to be fighting till the very end, no matter how, you know, how their schedule looks or who they're playing. That team comes ready to play. So, you know, we're excited to play them, but we got to take care of the Cubs first.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Well, the Brewers and Cubs, they'll go back at it tomorrow, game two of this three-game weekend set, and just 9 regular season home dates left here, and they're all right in a row here. 10-game homestand as the Brewers and Cubs go at it tomorrow. Now, I would say this on the ticket part of things. I would definitely look into tickets for next weekend if you can't make it, you know, the rest of this weekend or throughout the week. I get it. Life gets in that way. But next weekend, I mean, you've got the Bob Uecker thing going on. Ryan Braun's going to be saying his farewell or whatever it is on Sunday's, the 26th of September's final regular season home date. That is going to be a big celebration there next weekend. However, in the meantime, you've got to keep your eyes on the celebration part of things, and that's what Colton Wong just alluded to, that, you know, we want to celebrate here at home, and who wouldn't? Looks like it's dialing in a little bit to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday range. I think it's safe to say somewhere in there is going to be the celebration to clinch their fourth consecutive playoff appearance. It's never been done in the Brewers franchise history. So that is going to be a big, big celebration, I think. I mean, maybe the players, you know, I don't know if celebrating a playoff appearance ever gets old in baseball. But maybe, how about Council? I mean, take that for example. Is this going to be any less satisfying than the prior 3 years? Probably not. I think he knows what it takes, but given all that, you still have to have your eye on the prize too. And that there's a lot of work to be done, but I think it's a cool opportunity for this organization to take a deep breath after one whale of a season thus far. And then, you know, the day after the celebration, the division title celebration, Jeff, if they get beat 12-0, again, is anyone going to cry a river on that one?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Even me, who hates to see the Brewers lose, ever. I mean, really, think about that. Would you be as upset or even upset or any upset if they lose the day after?
No.
It happens.
No. You know, it... Obviously, I am hoping beyond hope that they don't clinch on Monday. You know, I don't want them to be overshadowed. I don't want any. I want the Brewers and this team to get all the shine that they can get. Now, one of the 14 different questions you asked for today's show was about the attendance. Okay, Now, there was only 28,000 here on a beautiful, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous Friday night on a first-place ball club that's just kicking everybody's ass against a big rival, okay? So there's only 9 home games left. I would sit there and I would go and get my tickets earlier rather than later unless you want to see a big healthy dose of Gustave coming out, you know, and pitching a ton of innings and a whole lot of Luke Maley and guys like that.
JBJ. I would get JBJ.
Yep. Oh, a whole lot of JBJ. And once Tyrone Taylor gets back, Taylor will be in every day. Reyes will be in every day. If you want to see the guys that you have been sitting there and screaming at your TV and at your radio all season long, please get there soon.
Yeah, yeah, and don't miss out on that celebration. It's going to be cool. All right, Mike, Big Mike in Muskego, you get the final
Menominee
word here.
Falls.
I'm sorry, in the Falls. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on, brother.
Okay, let's see. A couple points that I'll make. I called in 2 weeks ago during when the Brewers were playing the Giants. I like these late night call-ins. I see 12:31 on the clock here. Now, Brewers MVP, you know, if you go by positional versus pitching, I totally take the pitching. If you go by positional individual player, I've got to take Willy Adames. The team just totally was a different level, a different gear when Willy Adames came in there. You know, that's when they took off. So I've got to go with Willy Adames. Personally, I still fear the Dodgers more than the Giants. I call them the paper tiger Giants. I fear the Dodgers. I don't even know if I want the one seed. I'd rather play that weak East team than have to play the winner of that Cardinals-Dodgers, especially the Dodgers. I fear the Dodgers. So now the attendance thing, what I'll say is, like, for me, I'm saving up my money because I want to be there for playoff games. That's just me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's my approach. And then my last question, then I'll hang up and let you respond to kind of what I said. Is the wild card game still a one-game series?
No.
If you play a buck 62, the wild card.
Oh, the wild card actual play-in game? Yeah, that's a one-gamer.
I mean,
that should
not be a one-game play-in. I've said this in the past. Nobody ever – I usually don't get agreement on it, but it should not be a one game. Not when you play a buck 62. Each team should get to celebrate with a home game. Have it be a 3-game series. I'm going to hang up and let you comment. Thanks for an awesome show, guys. Bye.
You got it. You got it. No, I agree with you. That should be a 3-game set.
Oh, at minimum. Absolutely. 3 or 7,
No, but that makes sense, though, that you're just squeaking in or you're the wild card and – you're the two wild cards should have an opportunity to at least have a 3-game set. Then it elevates to the NLDS, which is a 5-game set. Then it elevates to the NLCS, which is a 7-game set. I like that format. You might see that in the future, but that one gamer, it's pretty intense. I will give it that. I mean, the Brewers had been there. 2019, they were there.
Yeah.
You see how that just one mistake late in a game or whatever it is, it's more than Grisham. I go back and I look at that. It's a lot more than Grisham. I mean, there were some guilty parties in that game as well. But, that one game is intense. But you're right, Mike, in that, you know, it's a 162 and it comes down to just literally one game. We see that all the time. The Brewers just lost a game to the Detroit Tigers and Willy Peralta 1-0 in 11 innings. I mean, you never know. So I'm with you on that. The attendance thing where you had said you're kind of justifying you not going there, saving your money for the postseason. I'm with you. I'm saluting you, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's got to live on the nicer side of Menominee Falls than I do. But, Mike, if you're driving through town and you hear some Slayer or Iron Maiden blasting out of a house, come ring the bell because that'll be my house. I live in the Falls as well, my friend. But, yeah, I understand that, that not everybody's got – a ton of disposable income, but, you would think that they'd be drawn with as well as they've done all the benchmarks that they've set this year, everything like that, you'd think they'd be drawing more than 28 grand on a perfect Friday night.
And you're not alone, finally, Mike, with the Willie Adames for MVP on the position player group side, that you will get a landslide of voters on that. That's for sure. Yeah. Because you're right. The whole essence of this team changed when he was acquired. It's almost like this it wasn't necessarily a shock kind of thing, but boy, it turned on a dime, didn't it?
Wow. Oh, yeah, it did. And you know, and he's got full agreement from me, and this is not to take anything away from Colton Wong, because he has been phenomenal all season long. But Willie Adames, like you said, with the shot in the arm, and he's such a perfect balance in that clubhouse with him, you know, the motor mouth, 100 miles an hour, laughing, joking, and then you got the stoic, you know, soft-spoken, doesn't really like talking to the media leader in Lorenzo Cain. It's a perfect yin and yang of the two leaders in that clubhouse. It just, and we see the success that it's, you know, it's making out on the field. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And right. And that's the thing with Adames. He performed on the field. He's a monster on the field.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, okay, if he was the cheerleader and the rah-rah guy and turned around the chemistry or whatever, that's one thing. He not only did that, but he was a beast on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. All right, game two is going to feature Cy Young candidate Corbin Burns, 10-4, 2.25, against Justin Steele. I like that name. I do like that
name.
What
a good porn star name.
That would be, wouldn't it? He comes in 3-3, a 4.17. First pitch, 6:15. You can find that game on Fox Television. Fox 6 will have that game for you. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. For the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night, and remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.